Take your time reorienting, but keep reorienting. So notice if you feel spacey or softened. Just come up with some adjectives for how you're feeling. A lot's still happening. If your eyes are closed, you run the risk of never coming back. So just call out some adjectives how you feel different, and I'll repeat them.
Strong.
Strong. Calm.
Calm.
Calm, peaceful,
clear,
at ease,
content.
Did I miss one?
Electrified.
Notice they're different. Some more? Protected?
Radiant.
You all on the internet, type in your one-word adjectives. I feel continuous. I don't know what that means, but that's the word that pops up.
Blissful.
Floating. Floating, okay. So when you rebalanced, that was odd because it's a much better balance than you had, but it probably feels different. All right, adjectives from the internet.
Anne is feeling as though she is one with Gaia.
Okay, and speak loud so they can hear you back there.
Sorry. Anne is feeling as though she is one with Gaia.
Okay.
Kippy is grounded in mutability. Anne also says peaceful. We have Serene from Margie, and Janet feels as though she's safe in the womb.
Wow, it's spinning off. As soon as I close my eyes, it spins off again. Ah, so let's hear a little more about, I'm going to say the benefit, what that reconnection gave you or is giving you. And also, if any of it was surprising. So kind of the benefits and any surprises.
A blue color?
A surprising blue color. All right. And I hope you can feel and will remember the importance of going to your heart and then synchronizing. You know, I couldn't describe what he was trying to show me, but that was the closest word, synchronizing with the middle of your brain. There seemed to be a vibration. It wasn't the same, but they joined. And somehow that opened the space where we could remember that
being nature spirits. So I think that's an important piece of this to remember, to go back to. Comments?
Janet says she feels equalized.
Wonderful. That's a beautiful way to put it. And welcome back, Janet. Over here.
This is Victoria. I was a little confused by that process where we were connecting the heart with the pineal gland in the brain, and then they talked about the pulsing. So my brain heart was up and down, and then it didn't know whether to go out. And I was confused about the process. If you could say a little more about that.
Okay. I think pulsing was kind of an interesting word because it wasn't, I can imagine it's pulsing like when an acupuncturist checks your pulses. It's not really your heart's pulse. They're feeling something that's so quiet that I can't feel it, but they can. So it was some kind of a communication between your heart and your mind that synchronized themselves. So it wasn't so, I didn't feel it so much going out as connecting and communicating with each other. But there was some movement involved, so that was the pulsing words. It took a while, but then we did fall into this altered state. And he said, well, maybe this reality is our altered state. But can you feel how grand it will be to not have to go to nature and heal, but to carry that with you, and then to carry that with you so that when you're in the grocery store, at the gas station, people can feel, they don't notice it because you look like a person, not a tree, but that we exude that sort of harmony that just ends up rebalancing. And also just the value of not seeing ourselves as foreign. I mean, we have so much guilt for what we do to Mother Earth. And every time we have that guilt, we get more and more foreign, more and more separated from her, and less even able to be nature. So I think this is going to pay dividends as it continues to heal a very deep rift. I think from the beginning, and at least in our Christian Bible, when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, maybe that was kicked out of connection with Gaia. Maybe Eden was when we knew ourselves as everything, and then when we got disconnected, then we had to wear fig leaves and clothes and whatever. So imagine that we're returning to paradise. And paradise isn't so much a place, but a reconnection, a remembering. Questions or comments? I'm too spacey to meditate again, so we need to chat about something.
This is Vern. I had the privilege of growing up in nature, and I come from that background, so many memories. At the same time, as we moved into the heart-mind connection, I was reminded of our recent work in dealing with the infinities that exist and how the rhythm is often there. And for me, the heart is this wonderful connection that comes with nature every time I go there, and I do spend a fair amount of time there. And my brain and my connection there is awareness of the beauty that goes with nature. And it's a purifying process. Mm-hmm. I go to nature for mm-hmm. purification. And coming out of that is sometimes hard when I come back into civilization or mm-hmm. cities and so on. But I do always carry with me a renewal, and that in itself is important. Nature gives us so much. I'm so blessed by knowing the various things that nature provides. Mm-hmm. And it's never going to go away, no matter how many people are on Earth, if we just treat it right.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Early on, he had us meet Gaia. And to make sure we didn't keep any preconceived notions of what that might look like. So I didn't really see anything because it was more of a heart-to-heart melding. But who wants to say something about that part of the experience? I know it was decades ago. We just all blissed out, which is probably good. We're not so mental. Anyone from the internet?
We do. We have Kippy. And she says, there was a point when I was floating in all four elements. Being one with fire and air helped me be one with the smoke, which I have been living in for weeks now. Floating in, being one with the mutability of the earth element helped me to find the air in the earth, fire and smoke. I feel I can now walk around being one with the smoke and breathe in the abundant oxygen in the smoke.
Mm. Thank you. Kippy's there in Southern Oregon with all the, near those Northern California fires. All right.
This is Julie, and one vision of Gaia I experienced was her energy field holding many galaxies, golden galaxies. It looked like spiral galaxies, and I said, really, galaxies? And Gaia said, I like to study them and hold them.
So that brings up an interesting thought. We think of Gaia as our Mother Earth, and we are separate, but of course we can't be separate from Mother Earth, and Mother Earth can't be separate from the galaxies. You know, we feel more of a kinship to Mother Earth. We gave her name, Gaia. But the truth is we're all of that. That's a little bit much to grapple with, so that's why the next course will be more of that. But yeah, thanks for reminding us. All right. Anything else? I'll see if Mark has anything to say. Yeah?
We have a couple more from the internet.
Okay.
Lene, I hope I pronounced that right. I experienced immense joy, like a very humorous personality at the same time. And Andius says, the doorway through an infinity loop between my heart and brain is new and worked wonderful. A cosmic connectedness, I feel Gaia completely different. Not through my senses, but more like an absorber with many versions. I feel very aligned, but not between heaven and earth, but all is inside of me.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. I think Mark said you might feel inside out, upside down. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else on this topic then.